28. In mysteries and detective stories, writers often use red herrings to keep readers guessing. For example, a red herring appears in the first Sherlock Holmes story, A Study in Scarlet. In this story, the murderer writes the word Rache, revenge in German, at the crime scene. This leads the police and the reader to assume that a German was involved, but it's just a way to hide the real clue. In other famous series that often uses red herrings is the Harry Potter series. In The Prisoner of Azkaban, the plot first centers around Sirius Black. He has escaped from Azkaban and is believed to be coming to kill Harry. Everything about him, even his name, makes him seem like a villain. It turns out, though, that Sirius is not trying to harm Harry at all. He's actually trying to protect Harry from Peter Pettigrew. Peter has been hiding right in front of everyone all along. The story leads readers down one path, only to reveal the truth somewhere else.